All right, let's go ahead and we'll pray and we'll jump right in the lesson on tonight. Dear Father, we just bless your name, and we just honor you for your presence as always. And right now we seek wisdom and understanding on tonight. We bless you in advance for it, and we just thank you for all things. In the name of Yehoshua, we do pray. Amen. Okay, there are some things that I want to just address, just to encourage, you, and hopefully we'll leave out of here having a clearer understanding of just some things, or at least be reminded of some things that we already know of. You know, when we've been dealing with the scriptures for so long now, you know, over the years, you know, being at the church was 27. Church was 27 years old on September the 11th. And, you know, we started back in 1994. And so when you look at things that we've covered a lot of information over those years, you know, 27 years of information, and we're still learning a lot of things we're coming into clearer and clearer, you know, understandings of. And this is one of these lessons whereby there are some things that you know, but I'm gonna remind you of some things just to encourage you because of the days that we're living in right now. There's a lot of pressure, a lot of pressure that's being placed upon mankind at this point. You know, dealing with the virus, and then vaccines and things like that. It's just so much, you know, going on. And and it's causing some things to take place, and I want you to be aware of these things and to understand what's, you know, what's going on. And we'll just look at, you know, different scriptures just to confirm these things. And y'all know how I do it. A lot of time I don't be knowing what I'm going to teach on, because I don't prepare for lessons a lot of time ahead of time, unless, you know, like we're doing as far as the series of lessons during Sabbath service is concerned, where I know that we're going through the themes. And so I got a general idea what y'all want to talk about, but I still don't quite know, you know, the details of where we're going. And so, you know, each time these are those, you know, we enter into those situations, and I pull up scriptures as they come to mind, and things like that. And so, it's important for us to, again, understand what's going on. So I'm going to tell you of a vision that I had, in order for you to understand what we're dealing with in this day and time, and then we'll look at some scriptures also to confirm some things. I saw a snake, and this snake that I saw, it began to eat its own tail, and as this snake was eating its own tail, I was fascinated with what I was seeing, you know, because, you know, I mean, you know, think about it. It's like, you know, it's like you chewing off your own arm or something like that. Well, when I saw this snake eating his own tail, then Yah said to me, in a nutshell, that we have to understand this is what's going on with mankind on today, but specifically how systems are set up. Now, y'all know there are words that I've been using for years, or I'll just say we've been using, because, you know, once we discuss things, then we kind of use the same principles of teachings, and there are certain verbiage that you may hear us use, and it'll be familiar, you know, to have a familiar tone to it, because of us saying these things for years. But what has to be understood is that there are systems that has been set up throughout history. We know what these systems are because the Bible reveals it to us, reveals what the system is. The system is made up of nations. These nations can be identified when you compare the nations who has persecuted the nation of Israel. And the reason why people can't identify these nations is because they don't know who the true children of Israel of the Bible are. And so, you know, we have people who are pretending to be the nation of Israel. And because of that teaching or that information has been, you know, been so widespread for generations, to the point to where the majority of mankind here on earth believes that the people who are not the true children of Israel are the children of Israel. Well, because of that, the prophecies are not understood, because you have people who are trying to understand the prophecy, or you understand or read the prophecies and understand them based upon a people who's not truly a people, who's not truly the people. And so they look for little signs and things like that to say, see, this prophecy is right here. Well, when you understand who the people are, then you understand the history of what the Bible calls the beast. Today, you hear a modern day term that's called one world order. All of you probably are familiar with that word, one world order. And when, you know, you may have little bits and pieces of information in reference to, you know, the one world order. The first time I recall hearing it was when President Bush Sr. Made a statement in reference to a one world order, a governmental system that basically rules the world or governs the world. Well, this is nothing new, to those of us who understand the scriptures, and we've been in the scriptures long enough to understand that this is nothing new. But when you have a society that is far away from Yah, and the reason why society is far away from Yah is because the so-called saints are off track and far away from Yah. So you have all these teachings and things that's going on right now that is so far from the truth, to the point to where it has everything off course to a certain extent, but yet when you look at who the real people are, you understand even why that teaching is off course.
So I have a question. So just thinking about it. Mm-hmm. So like every time a one world order has manifested itself, does that highlight like the height of our turning from God?
Well, yeah, it does. And so I'll take that and use it to go along with this system. So as we well know, the way you identify one world orders according to the scriptures is all one world orders persecute the children of Israel. That's how you tell. The Bible calls the one world order, the biblical term for the one world order is the beast. Talking about the beast has seven heads and ten horns. So the beast is a one world order system throughout history. And to answer your question, if you notice, every time Israel got off track,
right,
the one world order came to full power.
Right. Right.
Because as long as Israel was obedient to Yah, there was no one world order that was ruling.
Right.
I'll put it this way. There was no one world order that was ruling outside the perfect divine will and plan of Yah.
Right.
When Israel obeyed Yah, then the power of Yah was at, again, the head of all nations. And Yah judged nations based upon the examples that he used through a specific people.
Through the standard that we were living by.
Yes.
He could judge other nations against that standard.
Yes.
So that they didn't get way out of control.
Yes.
Like what's going on there.
And as, again, we've covered this information, but it has to be covered in order to understand it. So to bear witness with that, as soon as he bring the nation of Israel out of Egypt, Exodus chapter 19, to the left of the screen, it says, and Moses went unto Yah, and Yah called unto him out of the mountain, saying, thus shalt thou say to the house of Jacob, and tell the children of Israel. This is one and the same. Israel is called the house of Jacob, whose name was changed to Israel. And since his name was changed to Israel, then it is the children of Israel. Okay? Then he said, ye have seen what I did unto the Egyptians. By the way, this is your first beast. Or, as they say in modern day term, this is your first one world order. So Yah said, you saw what I did to him. Everybody know the story. Moses go in, you know, let my people go. Ended up, the plague and all the plagues coming to Egypt and things like this. And we crossed the Red Sea because we're Israel. We crossed the Red Sea. And as we crossed the Red Sea, Pharaoh's army is drowned in the Red Sea. So Yah is saying these things. He's like, you see how I delivered you from the one world order. Modern day term now. You have seen what I did unto the Egyptian. Your Egyptian was the one world order. Why? Remember, as the other pointed out, when you see one world orders that rise up outside the divine will and purpose of Yah, it is to bring a specific people back into the order of Yah, so that all mankind can fall in that order, because there is a specific people who are called by Yah to set the example. And we see it here in Exodus 19. Ye have seen what I did unto the Egyptians, and how I bear you on eagle's wings. Now you know where they get that from when they try to send planes to try to gather people into the land of Israel. By saying this is prophecy fulfilled, and they named the airplane Eagle's Wings. Eagle's Wing is a metaphoric term that means the hand and power of Yah, by the power and authority of Yah. That's what Eagle's Wings mean. And so that's what Yah said, I bear you. Well, no plane bearing the nation. Yah buried it. Yah brought the nation of Israel out. And he said, how I bear you on the Eagle's Wing and brought you unto myself. Now, therefore, he sets the standard now. Now, therefore, if you will obey my voice indeed and keep my covenant, then shall you be a peculiar treasure unto me above all people. As the other pointed out, Israel is the standard by which Yah wanted to sit for all people. And as long as Israel walked in this obedience, then you would see peace and harmony in the land, because the chosen people of Yah would keep that order in place because of the covenant that he made with the nation of Israel in this particular book. He said, keep my covenant, then shall you be a peculiar treasure unto me above all people, for the earth is mine. So he's saying the earth is mine, but you are peculiar. Let's look at the word peculiar to see what it is. Peculiar treasure, it means wealth. Okay? Proper goods, special. So the nation of Israel was a special people above all people in earth. That's what he's saying. But you got to keep the covenant in order for that to be. Then he said, ye shall be a kingdom of priests. That word priest means royal rule. Rulers. Okay? A kingdom of priests. It says officiating. It says prince, ruler. See it? Chief ruler. Officer. So what Yah intended was that the earth would be filled with mankind. But yet he had a specific people that would be chief rulers among all mankind. That's the nation of Israel.
That would be his example.
His example.
Of how to do and what to do,
yes,
according to his purpose and plan. And
yes.
Set that example for all mankind.
Yes.
Not just rule over them from the perspective of I'm a taskmaster, but to set the example of what you're supposed to do and how you're supposed to operate.
The way that you understand the way Israel ruled is you go read the story of Solomon. When the Queen of Sheba came and visited Solomon, she was so impressed, she looked at his servants. You know what servants are? Slaves. Solomon, King Solomon, Israelites had slaves or servants. Okay? And when she looked at the happiness, the joy, and the splendor of those slaves that was surrounding that king, the scripture says she fainted. She was just overwhelmed. And so when you look at the way Yah intended for things to be, because people don't understand, even in modern day terms, when you go to work, you are a servant to that job. Probably be saying, I ain't a slave. You got a job, you're a servant to it. Okay? Paul said he was a servant of Yah. I'm a slave to Yah. I'm a servant of Yah. I don't do what I want. I do what he tell me. I'm a servant.
And even if you're not a job, don't have a job, you're a slave to this country. Yeah, there's some laws,
you're still a servant.
Rules and stuff you're going to have to line up to.
You're still a servant. And so, but the mindset of the master was to treat the servant with the highest respect. And there was never meant to be oppression and depression and all this stress and struggle that we see today, because Yah intended for the nation of Israel to represent him to the highest degree and teach all mankind in the earth to do the same. Well, when we dropped the ball, now you see the result of it. When Israel disobeyed, then we see the results of what's taking place with the world today. So when people say, okay, I don't understand why they do us the way they do, well, all you have to do is go back and look at our history. You see what we did. It's the same vein of what Elder said. You see what we did, and then you understand that Yah always raised up one world orders to deal with us. So when you see the persecution of us as a people, is it because we as a whole are disobedient? Some of us are obedient, but as a whole, Yah judge us as a whole. You don't get to go to the altar call as an individual Christian and everything be fine and dandy. No. Yah look at Israel as a whole. And when Israel is classified as unrighteous, it is classified as unrighteous as a whole. So you can be crazy and I can be serving Yah, but because you crazy, we all going to suffer. That's how Yah look at us as a people. So that's why when we wonder, when we see us dying out on the streets and people are saying, okay, well, why they do us this way? Just go read the book. And the book will explain, every time we're disobedient, Yah raises up a one world order to drive us back to him. That's what's truly going on. Israel is being driven back to the Most High. Because when Israel is driven back to the Most High, being the Most High can now manifest himself in the earth to the highest degree, and all mankind will turn to him also. But right now you got people, their mindset for going to church is trying to give an offering so that they can get money back so that they can go buy them Rolls Royces and mansions and get their husbands. You know, pray for me that I get my husband. Pray for me that I get my wife. Pray for me that I get this job. Pray for me that I get all this money. And then, so everybody is trying to do all this fake gospel stuff instead of following the law, statutes, and judgments of Yah and obeying the word the way Yah intended for us to do. And so now we're experiencing the one world order of our day, which is the sixth beast of the scriptures. We're in the sixth beast right now. There are two more left. So this thing is about winding up. So, did you have anything else? So as we look at this now, I'm going to get out of Exodus here. So as we look at this, there are certain mentalities that people have that you must understand. First of all, what did it say about family? What did it say what happened with the family? How do we know we're living in the last days?
Division.
Enemies of being his own foe, his own household. So the stranger, according to the scripture, in these days, the stranger is not the one that can be most detrimental to you. It's the ones that are right there in the household. Family members and things like that. And so it points us out, it points out things to us in order for us to understand the times that we're living in. Now, it doesn't mean that all family and close people are going to be that way toward one another. It's just letting you know that a lot of problems are going to come from your own loved ones. Now, I say that for a reason. Have you started to see how people look at one another nowadays? Go somewhere without a mask on. And let somebody who believes you should have a mask on. So you got this war that's going on. And you don't think folks going to get to the point to where they're willing to sell you out? Because they've been programmed to believe that you the one that's making them sick if you don't have the vaccine. And then also there are people that's being made to believe that if you got the vaccine that you're making people sick. So everybody looking at each other cross-eyed and thinking everybody is making each other sick. Snake biting his own tail. Now, this snake head is the one world order of the day. And I'm going to tell you what y'all told me to tell you. It's bluffing. That snake is like this. If a snake bite his own tail and keep biting it, it's going to eventually get up to his body. And before you know it, ain't nothing going to be left but the head. Just to kind of give you some form of a mental picture of what I'm talking about. Do you think it's wise for a snake to bite his own tail and keep chewing on his body?
No.
So you think this one world order is going to push stuff at us the way that they said that they're going to push stuff at us? What they're trying to do is cause you to operate in fear to do what they want you to do. What would happen if they wouldn't let nobody go to work? Go ahead.
As an example of my own company, right? So they put that out there, right? So, but if 40% of your workforce says, I'm not going to do this, your company can't survive that. I don't care who you are. If you have a workforce of 10,000 people and you make a mandate and 40% of those people walk away, your company can't survive that. It just can't. It's an unrealistic expectation. And you don't even know what 40% that's going to be, for example. You don't know what information that they have. And if those people walk out the door, then your company is dead in the water.
It ain't like you can hire somebody around
right
the street.
Right.
They got that knowledge that right that person just walked
they
out
they
the door.
They have some knowledge, but they ain't gonna know the knowledge in your company. And so, if enough people do that, then you can't survive that. But if I can bluff people into doing something, and I get everybody to sign up, and only 5% walk away with it, and I can survive that. But if that number is big enough, there's no way you can survive.
In other words, you need to realize that you irreplaceable. But if I can make you think that you are, then you do what I want you to do. Now, I'm not advocating for or against anything. I'm just saying what y'all have me to say to let you know what kind of system this is. That snake know that if it try to push some things off, it's going to bring about its own destruction. Now, he'll use example as far as his job is concerned. It ain't no different as far as the governing system of America is concerned. If you come at all these people in America and you try to force people to do something, then you a snakehead that's about to bring about your own destruction, because the scripture has to be fulfilled. A kingdom divided against itself cannot stand. I don't care if it's a company. I don't care if it's your household. I don't care if it's a country. Whatever divides against itself, it cannot stand. So the mindset is, if I can put enough fear in folks, so I'm going to keep talking about it every day, and I'm going to stand in front of that, I'm going to stand in front of that TV, and I'm going to say, we're going to force them to do it. And everybody start biting their fingernails, and then they run out and go do it, because they say, well, they might well go do it, because they're going to force me to do it anyhow. That's a snake head trying to bite his own tail. And he hoping that he bluffing enough to pull it off and make people submit willfully. Remember, the mark of the beast is a willful mindset. And if they can start making you do something, they can continue to make you do something else. And if they continue to make you do something else, trust me, it's a whole lot of people saying, I will not take that mark. You're going to be sitting right there chewing on it. Because there are situations that they're going to keep putting in front of us that will cause us to agree to something that we wouldn't normally agree. So we're going to have to learn how to have faith in y'all.
Can I comment?
Yeah, let her answer, and then you make the comment. Go ahead.
I even saw...
Speak up loud, know where everybody can hear you.
I saw an article that it was saying that louder. They were going to pay the kids that's in school money to get the vaccine. They're taking the kids now.
Yep, money to get the vaccine, win the lottery to get the vaccine. All kinds of stuff is being done because they understand that all they got to do is present something, and all they got to do is keep pressuring people, and people are going to be in and do exactly what they want them to do. That snake don't have the power. That snake want to make you think it has the power. Yes.
With this, the fact that they're trying all these things, trying to get people to the vaccine, coming up with giving people money and food and things of that nature, also, it's just a question that I mean, I do, and I've seen some things where, like, you know, if they really cared and they really want the people to get these vaccines and they really actually truly were. And it's really good for the community and all these things. Then same thing with cancer. You know, if cancer, if the leukemia and all this stuff was to help better, you know, why can't they give that away for free? Or why can't they give like these medical or herbal, you know, supplements that help people fight AIDS and stuff for free? But instead, they're using celebrities to push this thing out on vaccinations and everything. It's crazy too.
Anything that saves lives should be free, based upon their mindset. About the vaccine. If this is gonna save my life, then make everything to make it. People got. I like what's her name, Candace. She said, you know, I take asthma medicine. She said that saved my life. Why is it not free? If it saves lives, it'll all be free. What is it about this that's making them want to give this to us, but then want to charge for everything else? And then a lot of people don't know this is something you got to take every year. Some of them are boosters you have to take every month. But this is gonna be like a flu shot.
So I find this interesting. God has always been in the business of giving choice. Even from the very beginning, like when he created mankind and he put Adam in the garden, he created the tree of knowledge of good and evil.
Mm-hmm.
And he created the tree of life, right?
Mm-hmm.
That gave mankind a choice. Like, he didn't want them to choose this choice, but he wasn't in the business of taking away the choice.
Mm-hmm.
So when you look at how God operates, he even says in the scripture, I set before you life and death, blessings and curses. Now you choose.
Mm-hmm.
Now, but if you look historically, even in the scripture, the beast has always been in the mindset of eliminating choice.
Yeah.
Forcing you to do one thing. So, for example, in the case of Daniel. Okay, Daniel, everybody got to bow down.
Yep.
Oh, you ain't going to bow down? Then I'm going to put you on the lion's thing.
That was Babylon, the beast.
Okay, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, you ain't going to do what we going to say? Then we going to put you in the furnace. Because the beast has always been in the business of eliminating the choice. We're going to force everybody to do this. And if you don't do this, then we're going to give you these consequences. Right, mm-hmm. But that's never how God operates. He always is in the business of giving choice. So whenever you see something come along that's in the business of eliminating choice and forcing you to do something, that's operating under the spirit of witchcraft.
You are now looking at a system of the beast.
Witchcraft is in the business of. So, for example, you look at witchcraft and what it does. I'm going to create this potion to force somebody to do something that they don't want to do.
Mm-hmm.
So I give them this potion, and it's going to make them do something that in other normal circumstances they wouldn't do.
Mm-hmm.
So the spirit of witchcraft is the mindset of trying to force somebody to do something against their own will.
Yeah. And the reason why he's saying witchcraft is because when you study the meaning of witchcraft in the scriptures, it's pharmaceutical. Vaccine is witchcraft. Anything that alters the state of an individual by which y'all created is witchcraft. Where witchcraft in the New Testament is pharmaceutical.
Let's
prove it now with the scripture. It's sorcery. Let's see, or one. I said, spell it right. Nope. So R.
Yeah.
When you look at verse 11, when you look at sorcery says magia. Sorcery, there's another one, let me see. Maybe 3096. Yeah, I think it is witchcraft. I just typed in sorcery. I thought sorcery would give it too, but it does say witchcraft. Yeah, it's witchcraft. Yeah, Galatians. When you look at witchcraft in verse 20, see, pharmaceutical, medication, pharmacy, magic. That's why I said sorcery, because they're one and the same. Sorcery and witchcraft is one and the same. So when you look at witchcraft, as Elder mentioned also, the word sorcery, that is it's pharmaceutical. Pharmakia, that's the Greek name for it. Pharmakia, see it? Pharmakia, but it means medication. Pharmacy. Magic. That's why it's called sorcery. So that's what that is. And so it alters. And because it alters, it lets you know what the Bible calls it. And so when people are talking, when you look at Galatians 5, Galatians 5 says, now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these. Pharmaceutical is the work of the flesh. Witchcraft, pharmaceutical, it's the work of the flesh. And that's what's going on. And so when you see the one world order system, and as Elder mentioned, when you see that system and it takes away your choice, you're now looking at the beast. You're looking at a system that is set up that goes against Yah, because not even Yah takes away your choice. So I said before you, life and death, blessings and curses. Choose. Then he tell you the right one to choose. Choose life that you and your family may live. Choose the blessing that you may live.
But he ain't in the business of eliminating choice. If you make the wrong choice, you may have consequences. Yeah. But he is not going to take the choice away from you. You're going to always have the choice.
Yeah.
Hey, I got a question.
Go ahead.
That falls in line with what you're talking about, witch doctors.
Yes.
I hear a lot about witch doctors. That falls in line with that too, don't it?
Yeah, it's witchcraft. Mm-hmm. Voodoo, all that stuff. Mm-hmm. All those different things.
A lot of people in Jamaica, and you're all over, actually.
Mm-hmm. And so that's what we're dealing with. And so someone sent me, I think it was Brent, sent me a video of Minister Farrakhan, and he said something that was wonderful to be reminded of. He said, now y'all think about it, people. He said, we didn't depend on them back in the day. He said, they brought us over here. He said, we didn't depend on them. We raised our own food and we took care of ourselves. He said, well, nobody, he said, our problem is that we don't forgot how to take care of ourselves. And that's why people are so afraid, because we got so accustomed into just going in the store and getting it. Just whatever, it's just at the turn of a switch. We've gotten so used to that, to the point to where we're so connected into this systematic agenda that it causes us to fear, because we don't think we can survive without it. One thing I know for sure. This old country boy learned some stuff, and I ain't nowhere close to gonna starve. They can take all the food off the shelf. I know too much stuff. I hear stuff out there in your yard that you can go out there and eat.
And I'm just a believer enough in God that even if I don't know, the Spirit of God can give me the wisdom and understanding to figure it out. Like, it ain't like I would be destitute. Like, if I don't know how to fish, the Spirit of the Lord can teach me how to fish. If I don't know what I can eat, Spirit of the Lord can show me what I can eat. So even if I don't understand and have all those skills, I know God is well able to provide for me.
We learned in the past. We just need to learn how to do stuff all over. In other words, what we need to understand is that Yah is our source. Yah has always been our source. He's always going to be our source. And we have to quit making these decisions out of fear. I'm afraid. And so since I'm afraid, I'm going to make this decision, because if I don't make this decision, I don't know what my life going to be like. Well, Yah know how to take care of you. He knew all this was coming. He knew it was all coming before. Everything you got before all this happened, Yah knew it was coming before it happened. He knew it was going to be right in the middle of a renovation project when this pandemic happened. I ain't lose no sleep. Keep on moving. You want me to tell you how the pandemic is affecting me? Zilch, zero. The only reason why I know there's a pandemic, and I'm gonna remind you of something that my mom said to me when I asked her about this as a kid, but I'm gonna tell you about my experience now. The only reason why I know it's a pandemic is because I keep hearing them talk about it. life is as usual with me. I know there are things that's going on for one reason or another, but what I'm saying in a nutshell is the only effect that it's having is based upon just hearing folks talk about it, hearing people trying to instill fear because they are afraid. Now, I'll tell you what Mom told me. I asked Mom about the Great Depression. She was born in 1921. She said, we didn't have a clue what that was. She said, we didn't go through no Great Depression. She said, we ate well, we lived well. Said, we didn't know about no depression. Said, folk was going crazy and banks shutting down and all that. Said, didn't none of that affect us. Why? Because they were self-sufficient. They knew how to depend upon themselves. They didn't depend on Walmart to have some bread. They didn't have to go to the store to get some toilet paper to wipe the rear end. But we have become so accustomed and depend upon the system. It's nothing but Pharaoh doing it all over again. Here's what Pharaoh did. Pharaoh said, okay, Joseph was there too. Joseph the one set everything up. And Pharaoh said, okay, I got all the food. And there's a famine in the land. You can go read the story if you want to.
Famine on the whole planet, on the whole earth.
Yep. Everybody was migrating to Egypt. I got all the food. People coming, bringing their money, buying all the food. They ran out of money. They started selling Pharaoh their houses, their land. They ran out of houses and land. They said, we'll give ourselves. And they gave themselves to Pharaoh. And Pharaoh turned around and started ruling. And he started persecuting the children of Israel. When they ended up migrating there because of, you know, Joseph. But they had good, they had good experiences. They had the best land and all that and was doing well. But they started worshiping the Egyptian gods. So a person may say, why is all this crazy stuff going on? Because people are worshiping the beast gods. That's what's going on. So y'all say, oh, I'm finna turn up the fire. But we better know who we are, though. You know, 9/11 was a terrible day. You know, when them towers came down, there was a tragedy. And I remember when it happened, and I was doing this Bible study at this business, and the whole company started coming to the Bible study because people were just afraid. Do you want me to tell you what I did during 9/11? I went and bought a house. When people were being afraid, y'all was telling me to move. If we learn how to trust Yah and quit being afraid by what's going on around us and move what He tell us to move, things may be prime and right for you maybe to own a couple of houses. Because right now the houses are selling for ridiculous prices, man. Houses in my neighborhood selling for $300,000-$500,000 and stuff like that real easy. You put a house on the market in my neighborhood, it's going to be gone within a few days. And people coming from California and New York and all that, and they paying ridiculous money for these houses. Man, that stuff going to change after a while. They're going to be stuck with them big old mortgages. But here's the thing about it. Don't let that cause you to be in fear. Hear what Yah is saying and move when He moves. Remember, I said when 9/11 happened, I went and bought a house. Y'all told me, y'all said, people are afraid. They'll sell them for anything. They don't know what's going on. I said, go get you one. I did. And had just had a foreclosure on one. 3 years before that. Went right on in there and got me another. So we trust y'all. And don't allow fear to enter in. And I'm not teaching anybody to rebel and say, oh, no, I'm not going to do it. No, let y'all lead you on how you want to lead you. I don't tell a person to take the vaccine. I don't tell them not to take it. Just do what you feel like you want to do. I know what I want to do. I know what I'm going to do. But how y'all deal with me, he may not be dealing with you that way. And so I'll say it this way. If you do take it, you have faith in y'all when you take it. Don't take it out of fear. Because if you take it out of fear, that ain't your savior. Now the vaccine is your God. And y'all going to make sure it whoop your head. I'm going to take this because I don't want to get sick. Guess what you finna get? But y'all's the source. And at the same time, remember I told a story about Paul? If they try to inject me with anything that ain't right, because my faith is in y'all, they can't hurt me. I'm just going to tell it. Y'all is on me to tell it. I just can't die right now. I got too much stuff to do. They can't kill me. That's why I ain't scared of them. You can't take what they ain't given to you. Y'all owns my life. Can't no man take it. I ain't worried about what man can do to me. Man can't inject nothing in me. Man can't put nothing in me. Man can't do anything to me to take me away from him. Yah is my source. Yah is the one who gave me breath. He's the one who can take it away. I ain't scared of nothing. That's why I'm the way that I am. They listening to us now. I don't care. They can't do nothing. They can't stop me. They can't stop you. It's better to obey Yah than man.
Go ahead. You ain't walking in fear.
If you're not walking in fear. Now, you can't be talking about Jesus I know and Paul I know and them demons whoop the heck out of you because you ain't walking in this. I walk this walk. That's why I talk it. That's why I can turn down $30 million because that's not my sword. Y'all's my sword. Sitting up here with all that paper money in my pocket and the economy don't crash. What am I going to do with it? Go watch the movie Titanic when they had all that money trying to pay the dude, let them get on that boat. That dude said, man, I can't do nothing with this money out in the middle of this water. Better get out of my face. Try to pay the man to let him get on the boat. He'll take all this money. Man, look at him. I can't do nothing with this money. Out here in this water. I'm trying to live. You better go. So I looked him in the face. I don't need your 30 million. Y'all's my source. You know, I'm not going to call any names, but I think it's a good time to tell this. There's a lady that I love dearly. She's like a daughter to me. And you know, she lost her job today, and she was making an effort to try to comply to the best of her ability, and they fired her anyway. So I got to hear from y'all. I ain't gonna compromise. So when it comes down to it, that system is gonna do what it's gonna do. Fired her anyway. And she was trying to comply. But doing what they asked her to do. They was making demands and she complied. And they still fired her. So she ended up complying for nothing. That's the beast. Beast don't care nothing about you. Them governmental leaders gonna stand up in front of that teleprompter and they gonna say whatever they being told to say, and they gonna make their threats, And if they do start knocking on folks' doors, then y'all still in control. And one thing I do know for sure, and I'll say this, when they do start knocking on doors, or if they do start knocking on doors, it's because their kingdom is at hand to crumble. When they start forcing the hand of the righteous, y'all gonna step in. They walk in a very thin line right now. And they know it. You know, it's kind of like a bully. I'm gonna talk enough noise and hope you comply. I really can't fight. You know, I grew up with this guy named Billy Ray. Billy Ray, if you listen to Billy Ray talk, Billy Ray could whoop the world. Lord, but the minute you put a lick upside his head, you knew, man, this boy is all talk. Every time I look around, somebody was beating him up. But if you listen to him talk, shoot. He'll tear your new ring. You listen to him talk. Oh boy, his mouth will make you think he the baddest thing you ever seen in your life. Hit him though. And you be like, man, look at him. This is what had me scared. One person messed around and beat him up. And from that day on, everybody beat him up to the point where he had to leave Honeygrove. Everybody wanted some of them then. Man, that's a bully. They used to bully me all the time. Yeah. Everybody wanted them then. One person beat them up. Everybody wanted them from that point on. One world order is nothing but a bully that's getting ready to get beat up. And when that final bully rise, then you got the king and the Lord of Lords going to bring him down. So we be encouraged as I get it close, because we know where the story goes, man. We know we're going to win this thing. All we got to do is keep our faith and hold on and continue to walk in faith, continue to be patient, continue to keep our trust in Yah. Things going to get tough. We got to learn how to not have a lot of conveniences that we've had in the past. You know, we got to be a little bit more disciplined with how we live. It can be done. I didn't say we had to, you know, live like poor folks. I just said we just got to be a little bit more disciplined in how we live. That's all. Just discipline. Yeah. Ladies, comb your own hair sometimes instead of combing the weeds. That's just being a little disciplined. That's all. You know? It always amazed me that people take care of weed more than they take care of their own hair. I just never understood that. Now, men, stay strong. Lead them in. You know, I look at LD. He's raising, he's raising Autumn, you know, as a single parent now. He's not by himself. You know, he got a village. You know, just things that we just got to do. This is not the time frame to be an island, none of us. We gotta, you know, support one another and just be there to the best way we can, any way that we can. It's not, there's any way we can show support to one another. That's what we need to be doing. And all of you receive that, you know, support, even, you know, as far as he concerned, since I mentioned him, just receive the support, you know. You may wanna go fishing someday with them. Let Autumn get with the women and hang out with them. You know, it's just different things, you know. We'll be all right, y'all. Don't be so weary in your well-doing. Don't be weary. If y'all if Yah blesses you with it, then He's gonna bless you to maintain it and take care of it. If He take it away, then didn't need it no how. I go to Yah all the time and say, Yah, what you want me to do with them buildings? You want me to? I get a key to somebody. I don't care. I go get another. I don't care. I keep the path. Okay. Don't be tied to that stuff. You know? I've been homeless before, so I ain't tied to things. I don't care. And, you know, so let's keep all these things in mind, y'all. And, you know, and stay encouraged and understand that the things you hear, turn the television off if that's what causing you to operate in fear. Leave all that social media, your platform alone for a while if that's what causing you to fear. I don't pay attention to what all these folks be saying. I'm too busy trying to hear what Yah is saying. And Yah keep telling me, He said, don't be afraid of that beast. Don't be afraid of what they saying. He said, that's a snake biting his own tail. They gambling. That's what they doing. They taking a gamble. They know that if we don't comply, they crumble. They know if they force us to comply, they crumble. Bottom line is, they know they finna crumble. It is what it is. Their time is up and they know it. Okay? And so things are going to get a little rougher. It's going to keep getting rough, but we'll be fine. Every captivity we were ever in as a nation, Yah protected the remnant. And the remnant lived well. It wasn't like we were, you know, we were living in holes and stuff like that. No, we lived well in captivity throughout our history. We had houses and all that in our captivity. We in captivity now. We got things. Just keep our trust in Yah and keep moving. Don't let the job stress you. When they said you know, if they come to you and say you're gonna be fired if you don't comply and that's not what you want to do, remember one special thing. You were looking for a job when you got that one. Maybe Yah kicking you out of the nest and making you start your own stuff. Start your own company. That's what I'm talking about. Plenty to do. Remember that, y'all. Man, I was looking for a job before I got hired today, but this is not my source. What was I doing before I got this job? Were you starving, naked, out there on the street before you got this job? No, but it was kind of tight, Pastor. But you all right though, wasn't you? Yeah, you'd be all right again. I've been homeless before, so I don't care. Yep. So trust Yah, everybody, and understand you don't have to fear these people. If y'all listening, we not scared of y'all. We scared of the one who could destroy both the body and the soul. We not scared of y'all. No. But that's all I got. Y'all got any questions, comments? We good? You know, before I close, it amazes me how many people scared of these people. They're actually scared of them. No, man, I ain't going to say that, man. They may be listening to me. I don't care. No, man, I don't want them coming. They may get me and put me out there on the island somewhere where they put John out there on the island. Put me out on the island of Patmos somewhere. I get a revelation. Put me out there. I pray fast. I get a revelation. Put me in a camp, boy. Shoot, I had a whole camp say.
Put you in jail.
You think I'm true, man. I'm telling you. Shoot. Y'all better read this book. Shoot, Peter and all that was in jail. Shoot. Angels came and got it right up out of there.
Man. The jail open.
Yeah, yeah. Call an earthquake. Man, I ain't scared of them jokes on me. Man, they putting ton of camps and all. Put me in a dog camp if you want to. That's why I be pulling the Neo flying up out of there or something, man. I'm telling you, y'all, I'm just out the box. My thinking is just out the box. I am not scared of these folks. Cause I know I can put at least 1,000 of them to flight by myself, and I get another person. We can put 10,000 to flight. We Israel, and when you Israel and know who you are as Israel, then y'all put a special something on you that'll turn you into another man or another woman when it comes time to perform. And you can be like Samson. You just take a jawbone over the ass and beat 1,000 people to death with it. You those people. I ain't scared of no army. Spirit of the Lord come up on me, man. I'll take out 10,000 men. No problem.
Who is it, Jonathan?
His servant?
Yeah.
Went up in there and beat the heck out of them troops. Jonathan gonna start telling his servant, he said, now if they ask us to come over there, we know that the Lord done delivered them into our hands. So he down, they down on they, you know, kind of hiding. So they called over there. And sure enough, the men said, come over here. We're going to show you something. Jonathan looked at his servant and said, let's go.
Why they making such a noise?
Yeah, the army was screaming. Saul, his daddy, had him to do a count. Like, who done left the camp? Went over there, come find out it was his son and his servant. The two men went over there and they took out the whole camp. Y'all got to fight with them. You think y'all won't fight with you? Send 20,000 men at me and watch y'all fight with me. I'm going to hit one or two and y'all going to hit the rest up. I believe that. And you going to have to believe that and start walking in this here. Gideon took 300 men and killed thousands. Where you think the movie 300 come from? Movie 300 is nothing but Gideon and his 300 men took out those armies. Only thing, they didn't die. I'm telling you these things so that you can, your faith can be built up and you can quit walking around here in fear. So it takes that kind of trust and that kind of faith, and you have to believe that. You have to know that if you're ever in one of those kind of situations, that the person who is pursuing you or who is after you is in some serious trouble. Because you are a descendant of the house of Israel. I'm walking in my inheritance. Okay, So remember those things. We'll be fine. All right, we good? I'm through this time for real. Okay. Father, y'all, we just bless you, and we thank you for encouraging us to know that we're dealing with a beast that's biting his own tail, and that we don't have to operate in fear. We don't have to fear for our lives. We don't have to fear for our jobs. We don't have to fear for our livelihood, our food and water. But you are the provider. And you have the ability to rain manna down from heaven. You have the ability to rain water down from the heavens. that we may drink. You are our sustainer. We put our trust in you, and we're not bound and fearful that we're going to be without anything. You're our God, and we're self-sufficient and have all things concerning to life and godliness, pertaining to life and godliness because of you. And we trust you, and we honor you, and we're glad to be your children. In the name of Yahushua, we do pray. Amen. Yeah.